I believe in learning from my
I
mistakes.
believe in positivity.
I believe in long car rides.
I believe in learning how to cook.
I believe in being the best stranger you can be.
I believe in living every day as if it's your loss.
I believe in getting up after you fall down.
I believe in pillow forts.
I believe in shaking hands after any
game. I believe in the power of a story.
This, we believe.
Christina McCabe is an English teacher at Chatham High School. She loves music and has been to well over 100 concerts already. Although she tries her best to make healthy choices, she believes in indulging in French fries whenever possible. Her family and friends mean the world to her.
I believe in being grateful for the things that challenge us. I've held this belief for 6 years and it has been a complete game changer. When I was a junior in college, I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease that can be painful and debilitating. After a number of doctor visits and tests without answers, I was relieved to have a diagnosis. At the same time, I recognized that my life was changing. I remember leaving the doctor's office and crying in the car with my mom. I didn't want to be sick. It wasn't fair. After a particularly bad episode, I started to seek out anything that would make me healthy again. I would do anything to feel better. I even gave up cheese at the suggestion of a holistic doctor. And as a girl who ate at least one grilled cheese a day in college, it's a perfect food for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. This was not easy. A suggestion from a friend led me to my first yoga class. After a few classes, I was hooked. At the end of one class, the teacher, Sally, said, "Always remember to be grateful for the things that challenge us. It is the challenges that show us our true strength and our true grace." She didn't know what I was going through, yet I felt like she was offering me a challenge. I was going through one of the most difficult and painful and scary things I had ever experienced. How was I supposed to feel grateful? Her words stuck with me, and I made a conscious effort to change my attitude from "I don't want to be sick" to "I'm grateful for being as healthy as I am and for having so many awesome people and things in my life. I know this will pass." As I started to feel better, I knew I wanted to do something to give back. I was grateful for my health and wanted to share the lessons I had learned. While I've always been athletic, I couldn't remember the last time I went out and ran even so much as 1 mile. But when I heard about a half marathon for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, I signed up without hesitation. I'll never forget the feeling of being out on my 8-mile run and thinking about how my body, which had just recently been attacked by my own immune system, was capable of truly amazing things. It felt great. Family and friends sponsored me, and I raised more than $2,500 to support the CCFA. I had been working at a marketing agency at the time, and being sick is one of the things that inspired me to go back to school to become a teacher, to embark on a career where I could share the lessons I've learned and truly make a difference. I also became a yoga teacher so I could give others the gifts that I have received from teachers like Sally. I have been healthy, almost symptom-free, for the past 7 years. I think this is unusual for someone who was as sick as I was. My disease could flare up at any time, but that's not how I live my life. I make healthy choices that are sometimes difficult, but always worth it. I make the most out of every day, and I appreciate my health. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to it. I choose gratitude, even for the challenges.